Hello, everyone, and welcome to Phoenix and the NFL Owners Meeting. Joining us, Packers President and CEO Mark Murphy. And Mark, I can't tell you how many times Mike McCarthy has told me it is so beneficial for the Green Bay Packers to have you on the competition committee. And speaking of that, there's a couple of hot topics, a couple three every year. So I want to ask you about those. Number one, instant replay. What's coming up there?
Well, there's a couple teams that continually kind of push to expand instant replay. One wants, if you have a successful challenge, then you get another challenge. So literally you could have unlimited challenges. So I think that goes against the principle of this whole meeting is trying to improve the pace of the game and shorten games. Yeah, the other would allow you to challenge any official's decision. You know, I don't see support for either one of those. You know, it really, when you go back to instant replay, was really meant to overturn or to correct the obvious flaw when it's an objective decision. You know, his foot was in bounds, he fumbled, he was holding, or there should have been defensive pass interference. But then from the competition committee, there's an instant replay rule that hopefully it will be a lot of support. It's a couple different things. What we've done the last couple years, the New York office has been actively involved, talking to the officials, talking to the referee. And so what we're proposing is that the New York office will have the final decision, but with input from the referee. And then the other is going away from the under the hood. It's kind of dramatic, but it took a lot of time when the referee would walk over and you'd see him go under the hood and he'd come out. So we're going to have tablets on the sideline. And so the tablet will be brought over to the referee. He'll look at it. He'll talk to the to Dean Blandino or his representative from New York. So that should speed up that process quite a bit, and I think would be an improvement.
How about overtime? That's always a hot topic with fans and certainly the National Football League.
Yeah, well, the competition committee is proposing a change. We're going to reduce overtime from 15 minutes to 10 minutes. This past year, we had two games end in ties, I believe. So it's a lot of plays. And with so many of our teams, you know, with Thursday night games after a five-quarter overtime game, really puts a team at a disadvantage. We think there aren't going to be more ties by reducing overtime from 15 to 10, and should help from a safety standpoint in terms of players.
Speaking of which, player safety is another big topic that gets addressed in one form or another every year. Anything coming up changes wise in that regard?
Yeah, there's nothing major like some of the rules that we've instituted in the past. The kickoff last year, where we did it on a one-year basis, moving the touchback back to the 25, that's going to be again for 1 year. I think it worked, but we want a little more information. There's hits on defenseless receivers, which is, saw a couple of them, receivers that were hit when they were running their pattern and the ball wasn't thrown to them. Also the crackback. Right now, crackback block is prohibited. You can't hit low. But there's been a situation where a lot of teams are motioning a flanker, a wide receiver in. And then if he gets within 2 yards, he can block below the waist. We're going to prohibit that that play as well.
One other thing, Mark, one of the headlines sure to come out of this meeting is the situation with the Raiders going to Las Vegas or not. Where do you think that's going to end up?
I think that they will be permitted or allowed to move to Las Vegas. I think there'll be some discussion, though, among the owners. You know, Las Vegas is a much smaller market than Oakland, and I think there's some real reservations about can it really support an NFL team. So the league is in an analysis, the Raiders have, and it's a shame. You know, you look at in California over the last few years, you've lost teams in Oakland and San Diego, and the common theme there is that it was awful old stadiums that you and I played in, Larry, that, you know, that there was no operate, they weren't able to put together viable stadium proposals. And Las Vegas, meanwhile, has a very solid, viable stadium proposal with $950 million in public funding, which obviously very significant.
Mark, you got a busy few days coming up.
It is, but Can't beat the weather here, Larry. Nothing against the weather in Green Bay.
Mark, thank you. Yeah. Mark Murphy and Larry McCarron for Packers.com.